Forgiveness is a decision, it's not an emotion. Simply, it's tearing up the IOUs. Number six, renounce all contact with the occult or with secret societies and get rid of contact objects. You cannot keep in your house anything that in any way binds you to the occult. Images, charms, Buddhas, Ouija boards, tarot cards, a whole host of things. Moses warned Israel. He said, if you take an accursed thing into your house, you become accursed like the thing. I think of a lady judge in the United States who was miraculously healed when I prayed for her. She'd been in pain for 10 years, night and day, with an intestinal problem. She had adhesions, and her insides had been sewn up with plastic clips. And when God healed her, not merely did he take away the pain and heal the adhesions, but he removed the clips. That's what you'd call a miracle. But the interesting thing is, in a sweepstakes, she earned a free holiday in Mexico. So she and her lady friend went, came back, and the next day they phoned Lydia and me, and they were in desperation. They said, this lady tried to commit suicide. She tried to drown herself in the bath last night. Come over quickly. So Lydia and I went over. And they said, we don't know what's happened. Everything was wonderful. I was saved. I was healed. I said, you've been to Mexico? They said, yes. I said, did you bring back any souvenirs? And they thought for a while. They said, yes. I said, was any of them in any way connected with religion? And they said, well, yes, one of them was a portrait of the sun god. And I said, you better get rid of it, and now. And that dear lady judge got up, went down to the basement, and broke it in small pieces in the next 5 minutes. And when she did that, there was no more problem. You see, she had exposed herself by bringing an accursed thing into her home. Ruth and I were in Norway this past summer, and I was invited to talk on spiritual warfare. And how many of you know what the word troll means? Well, it's a Norwegian word. It's the Norwegian word for a witch. And I will tell you, Norway is permeated by trolldom. I mean, they have trolls in every shop window in Oslo. And I had to tell those dear people, if you have a troll in your house, you are asking for trouble. One lady came up to me in tears afterwards. She said, I just want to thank you. After all these years, I understand the problems in my house. She was a well-educated spiritual woman, but she didn't realize that she had forbidden fruit in her house. And finally, step number seven, release yourself. In the name of Jesus, because the Word of God says, whatever we release on earth shall be released in heaven. All right? Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Now I'm going to give you those steps again, and then we're going to do it. Number one, establish a clear scriptural basis. Number two, confess your faith in Christ. Let me say, if you've never done this before, and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you can get to know Him when you do this. I'll word the prayer in such a way that if you were unsaved when you started to pray, you'll be saved at the end, okay? That's not difficult. It doesn't take God half a second to save somebody. All right, confess your faith in Christ. Number three, commit yourself to obedience. Number four, confess any known sins of yourself or your ancestors. Now, when we come to doing that, I'm going to lead you in a general statement, and I'm going to give all of you opportunity quietly to yourself to make the appropriate confession. You don't have to do it out loud, okay? We'll have a pause while you do that. Number five, forgive any other persons who ever harmed you or wronged you. And again, I'll lead you in the general statement, then I'll give you time to name Uncle Harry or the pastor of my church, or my school teacher, or my wife, or my husband. All right. It's usually the people closest to us that it's most important to forgive. All right. You don't have much problem with the milkman, but the man who shares your bed, that's your problem. All right. Number six, renounce all contact with occult objects or secret societies. And again, we'll give you a little pause, understand? When you've done all that, you are legally entitled to full release from every curse over you or your family. And when you've said the prayer, as the representative of Jesus Christ here tonight, under the authority of the local leadership, for whom I thank God, I will say a simple prayer breaking every curse, okay? I cannot break the curse if you haven't met the conditions. You understand that? So that's up to you. Now, when we say this, and this happens, nothing dramatic may happen. You may not feel any immediate change at all. Or, on the other hand, sometimes the results are quite dramatic. Sometimes people fall down. Sometimes they are released of some evil spirit and a scream or something else comes out of them. Whatever happens, don't focus on the manifestation. Focus on the reality of Christ and your prayer. But if there are manifestations, don't let them upset you. If you're the one with the manifestation, just thank God that you're getting results. And if you're next to somebody, it's her problem or his problem, not yours. Don't get distracted from your problem, okay? Now, I think it would be good if we were to say this prayer together. Now, nobody here has to say this prayer. It's entirely voluntary. But I'm always glad to say it. I've said it dozens of times, and I always like to make absolutely sure that everything is clear in heaven above me. I find it's a real privilege to say the prayer. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask you to stand, and I'm going to lead you in this prayer. Okay? I suggest that you say it out loud, not very loud, but loud enough to hear yourself, so that you know you've said the prayer. And remember, you're not praying to me. You're praying to the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. I want you to say these words now. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God, and the only way to God, that you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I renounce all my sins and I turn to you, Lord Jesus, for mercy and for forgiveness. And I believe you do forgive me. And from now on, I want to live for you. I want to hear your voice and do what you tell me. In order to receive your blessing, Lord, and to be released from any curse over my life, first of all, I confess any known sin committed by me or by any of my ancestors, or others related to me. Now just put in anything that you need to confess in that context, just quietly between you and God. Just let the Holy Spirit show you what you need to specify. Okay, we're going on now. Lord, I thank you that I believe you have forgiven everything that I've confessed. And Lord, now I want to say that I also forgive all other persons, whoever harmed me or wronged me. I forgive them all now, as I would have God forgive me. In particular, I forgive. And now you name the persons that you need to forgive. To yourself, but be as thorough as you can.